Good morning, Deaconess Mays. Are you ready to begin?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You can speak now.
Okay. Good morning. I'm Deaconess Mays from the Deaconess Ministry, the Pulpit Search Committee. Invite the entire membership of First Baptist Church to join in with us as we take on leadership in our role, annual prayer and fasting through January the 3rd to January the 15th. James 5:16 states that the prayers of the righteous avail much. As we join together each day, recognizing that we have much to pray for in our community, our search for a new pastor, new leadership, and a new direction for our church. Let us remain committed to the process. We now invite you to pray for us as we give the comfort of life and faith, seeking the presence of God over these affairs. We, the Deaconess Ministry, shall begin this service with a musical selection to be followed by scripture read by Deaconess Brenda Robertson. Prayer, Deaconess Linda Taylor. Second prayer, Deaconess Maisie Slade. They are praying for the community. You may be again. Deaconess Robertson.
You deserve my worship. You deserve my praise. Thank you, Jesus. Adoration and glory, it belongs to you always. Oh, you deserve my worship. Yes, you do, Lord. You deserve my praise. Adoration and glory belongs goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me. My soul cries out, hallelujah.
Good morning. I will be reading from the book of Zechariah, 7th chapter, 9th to the 10th verse. And it says, this is what the Lord Almighty says. Administer true justice, show mercy and compassion to one another. Do not oppress the widow or the fatherless, the alien or the poor. In your heart, do not think evil of each other. Amen.
Good morning to the First Baptist Church family. Our Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning declaring that you are Almighty God, awesome in every way, and God all by yourself. You made the sun, the stars, and the moon, and you flung them in the sky. We declare today that this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Today, Lord, help us to be merciful towards one another. Help us to show love in all that we do and fulfill the command left by our Lord and Savior that we should love one another as he has loved us. Let us lift spirits everywhere. Let us not oppress anyone, for all are equal in the eyes of God. Instead of oppressing, let us spread more love. Let us spread the good news that Jesus lives and that we only have to trust, pray, and believe that he is. Help us, Lord, not to do evil for evil, but do good to all that we come in contact with. To do righteous and justice is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. We ask that you bless our communities, bless the leaders of the communities, and teach them your ways. As we go about our daily routines today, Lord, watch over us, care for us, lead us, guide us. Keep our hands in your hands. Keep our hearts stayed on you, dear Lord. Hold us as we go through the day, Lord, as we walk with you. And when we can no longer walk by ourselves, carry us, dear Lord, care for us. This is my prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Oh God in heaven and in each of our hearts, I come this morning to say thank you for allowing us to see this new day. Lord, as I look around and I see and I hear what is going on, so many of us are suffering mentally, emotionally, socially, physically, economically, and spiritually. Many of us are sick and dying because of the experiences that we are going through. It is just too much for us to bear. Lord, I know you said in 2 Chronicles, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and forgive their sins and heal their land. But, oh God, again, we are not listening. We are not listening. And that is why I pray to you that in spite of what we are doing or in spite of ourselves, that you will continue to hear those of us who are crying for your grace and your mercy, and you will forgive us. And, oh God, as I look around and I see all that is continuing to happen right here in the community, in our homes, and our families, and I wonder, how did we overcome? Why have we not gotten sick? But I know that it's because of you, and because we are holding to your unchanging hand, and we will never turn it loose. So, oh God, continue to be our God. We know that you have the world in your hands, no one else but you. And we will always give you the praise for all that you do for all of us. It is in the name of Jesus that I pray. Amen.
Is he going to minister? I'd like to thank each and everyone who played a part and participated. We thank you so much. We love you. Each and every one of you. We could not made it without you. So we just want to say thank you, God. And thank all of you over and over again. May God continue to bless First Baptist. We love you all very much. It's a blessing. We could not make it at all without First Baptist. This is the ending of the devotion service. May you all be blessed throughout the day. We hope to be with you again on tomorrow.
Falling apart. We as a nation have totally forsaken.